real translation is what? So best verses he kept. So he is not pleased by these verses. Govinda, Malik, Sham, Bhajami. They are good verses. He listens them but does not get pleased. Then he goes further for listening some Uttam Shloka, best verses. Then where he comes to Gopis and he listens with his all ears erect and very carefully, listening each and every syllable very carefully, which he likes, and that these verses pleases him. What are these? Oh Sakhi, look. There was a Bahelia. You know Bahelia? Hunter. Bahelia is hunter. What he hunts? He hunts some birds and all. Have you ever seen any hunter killing a monkey? But in Treta there was a hunter, Bahelia, of Shyam color. What do you speak of hunting birds? He hunted a monkey, sir. He was such a lusty man, lusty for women. Why did he do it? Just for his lady, for what is called his wife. He did it. Why? Because Sugriv and they came in contract. What contract? You save my wife, bring my wife back, I will get your wife back. So for the pleasing themselves, for sense gratification of getting their wives back, he killed a monkey. No, otherwise there is no question of, here a hunter does not do it. And how did he kill? Just hiding himself behind a tree, he killed a monkey. So he was such a lusty man. Then what happened? I heard it that the next time he came as the same Ram, for the sake of his wife, ran after a deer and killed him. Just for nothing. And finally, when he was, he found it over and it was too much, then he left that wife, that lady. Has got nothing to do with her, that's all. That was his day of life. And look, his brother, Lakshman, who used to be a very powerful person, how much that he can lift the whole ground. He could not say this thing to his wife, brother, that why should I carry this lady and leave her to a jungle? He was one of them who was having he was in this conspiracy, as if he was one of the party of that conspiracy of Ram to leave this Sita. So such type of lusty person, you see, and then it is said that the next time the another sham person, what he does? He just bluffed Bali, unnecessary. Came as a small boy, sham. Came as a small boy and he just took everything. Such a big bluffer. Have you ever seen? He was also sham, of sham color. So he listens it very good. Yashoda says, oh Shyam, you monkey, you cheater, you jhuta, lavar, bandar, these are the real Uttam shlokas which he likes. These are the shlokas by which he is
bandar is monkey.
Bandar, jhuta, lavar, dust, lampant. Many times.
Why would he say
Bandar? Yashoda calls him Bandar.
Okay, the Gopis call him
Lampat. Yeah. The Gopis call him Lampat, not Yashoda. But these are the words by which he gets.
Yashoda
says Bandar, Jhuta. He says, I did nothing. He's Jhuta, Lavar. Lavar, he says for Yashoda also, he says something. Do you think he hears very carefully with his erect ears? So they are saying that a person who is such a Uttam Shloka, his Anutar, his servant has come. Now he is calling them Ramakant. He is calling Krishna Ramakant. Earlier he was Radhakant. When he was in Braja, he was Radhakant. And Gopi Vasanhar. His name was Gopi Vasanhar. But now he has gone to Mathura. He is no more Radhakant or Gopi Vatsala. He has become now Ramakant. We should hear his message. Now Uddhava was very much perturbed. It appears Maharaj has not said he has come down from his golden chariot and probably he must have thrown his ornaments and all. Just he said wrapping his pitambar on his
neck.
This means that I am surrendered with his giant hands, and very very humbly, very meekly he presented himself to Sakhi. He did not say anything. Sakhi said, oh, tum Ramapati ke sandesh vahak ho. You are a messenger of Ramapati. How do you know? I had smelled. I could smell it. First they were having very long hungers. You have to go or all of you have to go?
Also.
Ghungat means veil. And now they put it off. They said, okay, it's Krishna's man, it's not someone different person. They become little bit bold before him. And they give him asana. Now Maharaj was explaining. The point is because I am explaining word by word,
yes,
so it's becoming longer.
Nice.
Na?
Yeah.
So
it's
very another
nice.
It's
very good.
Class.
Very good. This thing of the asana is very nice.
So Maharaj was explaining that in English, the thing, in Sanskrit, the explanation is entirely different. We can make it out. So they gave asana. It appears as if he sat on asana. He gave asana and he sat on asana. But it's not like that. Like there is a city in Yamuna. In Hindi, it's Kanpur Yamuna pe hai. कानपुर यमुना पे है.
यस दैट लॉजिक. इट्स अ लॉजिक.
यस लॉजिक. कानपुर यमुना पे है. डजंट मीन दैट अ सिटी इज इन यमुना. इट्स
बाय द यमुना.
बाय द यमुना. इट्स नॉट इन दैट प्लेस. इट इज नियर टू दैट प्लेस. सो गोपीज गेव हिम आसन. आई डोंट नो ही वाज वेरी टैटर्ड एंड टॉर्न क्लोथ. व्हाटएवर दे मस्ट बी हैविंग समथिंग दे गेव हिम टू सिट. बट ही डिड नॉट सिट ऑन इट. ही सेट उपासन नियर टू दैट आसन. व्हाई? Because it's characteristic that to whom you consider very superior, you should not sit equivalent to him. So you should not sit before your guru on an asana. Even if he gives asana, then even you should not sit on asana. So because he was Brahaspati's disciple and very much intelligent and a person with dasya bhav and sakha bhav, so he could not sit on that asana. Had it been Gopis, they would have not minded. They would have just jumped on the asana with Krishna myself. And rather they put their hands on his shoulder or says, I am tired, please massage my feet and like that. Because they are not in that bhav.
Well, I don't understand. Because
person who are guru to give me fame, they have taught me the art of love. So Krishna already gave him this idea that who are they? Yeah, this Maharaj mentioned, Uddhava ji jante the ki Radha ji Krishna ko ki prem ki guru hai. She is guru of love of Krishna. Krishna was explaining this thing sometimes. So whoever so far met Uddhava was Nitya Sakhi or Prana Sakhi. Like Rupa Manjari and all. Not even Lalita and Vishakha, but to speak of Radha Rani. So when they were talking to Uddhava, and Uddhava was very much perturbed and was unable to talk. Look, now he has become Yadupati. And when he was here, he was Gopal. And Uddhava was quiet, he could not reply. Oh, well, he has sent to you, to us? No, he has never sent you for us. He has got nothing to do with anything of prayer. He has forgotten everything. He has become king. Why will he have any relationship with anyone? We were not his wife. We are nothing. We are not related to him at all. So why will he remember us? Even if you marry some lady, then you can give divorce. Because she comes in your life after your certain age. And then you can give divorce also. You can leave her, you can kick her. Ram did it. So, there is no question that Uddhav, Krishna must have sent you for us. He must have sent you for Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya. Because, after all, they are his
friends.
His body has come out from there. So, no one can give divorce to my parents. So, he must have sent you. Hum logo se to shaadi bhi nahi, we were not even married to him. Now, Maharaj was explaining that how much parental attachment is always there. Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas and he was always saying, Krishna bina phate more pran. That he was always in feelings of Krishna and Radha, Radha and Krishna. He came in the Radha bhav, so he was crying for Krishna. But when mother came, he said, oh mother, I did very big mistake of taking sannyas. If you, then I will return back. Mother says, no, 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 I will not be responsible for this sinful activity. You have taken sannyas, I won't say you come back. Okay, you remain at
Puri.
And he was sending many times prasad to his mother. Though he was sannyasi, but he was looking after, he was thinking of his mother. Similarly, he told about Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya wanted to take sannyas and mother did not allow him. Then he played a trick. He started bathing before her in river, and then a tortoise caught his leg, feet, and he dragged him away into the deep river. He said, mother, I am going to die. If I will not take sannyas, then I will go to hellish planet. So if you allow me now, because only a few moments are remain, then I will do a resolution in my heart, sankalp, that I will take sannyas. I take sannyas. So by that sankalp, I will become sannyasi. And when now I am going to die, positively I am going to die, then I will not go to the hellish planet. Mother says, okay, I allow you, you take sannyas. I allow you, you take sannyas. And he says, okay, mother, the moment she says, I allow you to take sannyas, he came back. Mother was very happy. Oh, then come with me. Oh, no, now I am going.
I have to take sannyas.
Because you allowed me. But even that Shankaracharya, she said, when I will be dying, you come to me for my final ritualistic activities. And when one takes sannyas, there is no need of doing any ritualistic activity, but he was doing it. So, so much is the parental love, and Krishna must have sent you for that, out of that love, not out of our love. But they were explaining that you have not come as a messenger for us, you have come to console them. Okay, now you tell us one thing. You are very near and dear to Krishna. So you must be knowing very things. Must be quite intelligent. Krishna cannot keep anyone who is not intelligent with him. What is love? What is pure? We have seen in the world there is two type of love. Love with material reasons and love without material reasons. With material reasons, there are many type of love. So Maharaj was explaining. Many male, they love female only for their lust, and then after some time they leave her. This is one type of male. Then, should I explain all those points, no? Which Maharaj said?
Yeah.
Points, no? These are the material ways of loving. Just as bamboo bee, when it sucks all the juice of flowers, it does not come back to him. Just as prostitutes, when they find that man has lost his all money, then they leave him. Just as praja means this public, they find that their king has nothing and they leave king. And when the student, after getting education from his teacher, he leaves teacher. He never thinks of his teacher. He never comes back for his teacher. And Maharaj was then explaining that in our nursery class, the teacher was taking so much pain to teach us. But when we went to college, we never thought. Just as Prohit, Pandit, who comes and does yajna, when he takes dakshina, then he goes away. Then he does not ask even how are you or not. A beggar, after taking money, goes to another person, leaves that person. just as birds, they leave the tree when it is dry and without fruit. And just as upapati, a person who acts as a husband to a lady, as a secondary farmer, but with a lusty feeling. When he enjoys a lady, then he leaves her. And if these people love, their love goes, their love diminishes. But Uddhav, you are very intelligent, tell. But pure love which never diminishes. There is no cause in that love. Gopis never ask that you love us, then you give us some sari or give us some chudi, bangles. And Krishna also never asks anything in return. Even that, give me a glass of water. We loved each other without any cause. There was not a slightest material thing in our love. And if such love is there, which does not have any material desire, this love is always atoot, which cannot be broken. And even some cause comes and it appears that the lovers have become angry on each other, it increases instead of breaking. This is the quality of pure love. This is the definition of pure love. You must be knowing it. He said, you are Uddhav, but his disciple and Krishna is here and there, you must be knowing it. And tell me, then why our love broke down? Why our and Krishna's love broke down? Maharaj is explaining, for bhakti it is said, anya abhilashita shunyam. There must not be even a single tinge of desire of material things. Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karam adhyanavita. Even for bhakti, when such requirement is there, if we go to the pure love, that how much anya abhilashita shunyam it should be. And Uddhav was just sketching his hair, he was unable to tell anything. Meanwhile, one bhramar, bamboo bee. He came and crossed Uddhav and went to Radharani. Well, he said, meanwhile, while the gopis were talking, they just their throat choked and they started to speak. That's why our love so. The moment he said like this.
Gopis,
and who are they? Not even Lalita Vishakha. They are the
servants of
Pran Sakhiya and Nishri Sakhiya. Manjari.
What was the doing there? Because they were friends. When they said that, there was some separation. And then
why our love broke? Uddhav was so far thinking himself the best lover of Krishna, now he could realize. He was totally stunned that where does he stand. And meanwhile, one bumblebee. And Uddhav was unable to walk even. He was totally stunned, he was trembling, he just sat on that place. And he saw that bumblebee was going. He was deep into the forest and there was on the lotus, there was a putli. Putli means dummy type. Very, very thin and slim golden lady. And that bee went over there. So who is she? It said someone. And who is she? To whom Krishna also does Aradhana. That is why Radha, Maharaj was explaining. And Maharaj was explaining that bee is not the ordinary bee, he is Krishna himself. He went there just to see the intensity of Vipralamba which Radharani was sharing. Now Radharani is thinking about Sangam, Sangam Dhyan. Just she was having some realization of meeting with Krishna. That how in Surajkund she went. And her mother-in-law was there, and she was looking for some Brahman or Purohit for doing puja. And Krishna and Madhu Mangal, they came in the form of Brahman. Oh, you know, to perform puja, yes, we do it daily, we can do it. But we are much in hurry, Madhu Mangal said. Krishna said, don't say like that. We'll do. He said, okay, we'll do. And then he said, okay, we don't know, do you know Suraj? Suraj worshipping of Suraj. Yes, we do it daily. But would you give some dakshina to us or you are just asking like this? He says, oh, don't say this thing. Why do you ask? Why do you need to say dakshina? And then, okay, there are no dakshina, then you can give us laddu something. Laddu. Then she was remembering like this, and then she was remembering another pastime Maharaj was mentioning here. that, Radhe, you are tired. Should I press your feet? Should I massage them? And he was like, started like doing like that. So she was thinking that way. And she was talking. What the talk will be next? When she saw Bumblebee?
Okay. First of all, I wanted to apologize for presuming to speak in front of all of you. I feel very embarrassed to be doing this, since all of you are much more qualified to speak on these things. And also, I'm not so expert in understanding what Maharaj is saying, so what I'm giving you is maybe only 50% at best. But as Maharaj was saying earlier, something is better than nothing. So hopefully you can get something out of doing this. So Maharaj is speaking from chapter 47 of the 10th canto, when Uddhava goes to the sea and goes to Vrindavan, and then he sees the condition of the residents of Vrindavan, and in particular Srimati Radharani. So these verses are spoken in the condition of Mahabhav. Within Mahabhav there are different divisions. So here it is Divyam Mad, which is a kind of divine madness that takes place in separation. And the verses, there's different conditions, 10 different conditions of delta that arise from this Divyam Mad. So in the various verses, various kinds of delta are being described. And in the first verse that he was discussing today, it was an example of Chitra Delta. And this is spoken in, as we say, in Mahabhav, and in the condition known as Sujipta Sattvic Bhav. So the Sattvic Bhav, which are 8 in number, they manifest in various conditions, such as Dvanit, then Dip, Pradip, Sudip, like that. So, or the first one is Dumahit. Dumahit means smoking or smoldering, like that. It's the initial condition of the sattvic bhavs, when one or two sattvic bhavs are manifest, and they are manifest not so strongly. They can still be kept under control. And then as they increase in intensity, they become more and more difficult to control and more manifest at the same time. So after Dumahit, there's Adip or Dvanit, and then they can still be controlled in that condition, although with more difficulty than Dip. And then in that stage, they can't be controlled anymore. They can't be checked. And at that stage, beginning from Dip, in that condition, 3, 4, 5, or 6 sattvic bhavs are manifest at the same time. Then there's Pradip. Generally, it's said there are four stages of the sattvic bhav. But then beyond all of those, there's the condition Sudip, when all 8 sattvic bhavs are manifest at the same time and to the ultimate climax. So this state is seen only in the condition of Mahabhav. So this was Srimati Radhika's state when she was speaking these verses. And he was saying that actually she was not speaking as we generally think of speaking, but rather all these different spiritual emotions were, she was experiencing them very intensely. And so all these utterances, this kind of Chitra Jalpa and the other forms of Jalpa were coming out. They were simply outward expressions of the inner ecstasies that she was experiencing. And so they weren't weren't actually words in the normal sense that we think of words. So, in her expression, she was feeling that she was on the verge of death. So when Srimati was speaking, she was addressing the bumblebee. And actually, by the influence of her Mahabhava, he although he was present, she was so overwhelmed by these different feelings. But when she was speaking and addressing the bumblebee and maddened by her praying for Krishna, but Uddhava was thinking that he was addressing her, that she was addressing him. But actually she wasn't even noticing him because of her praying. So she was feeling intense distress due to the feeling of separation, and explained that this was due to the astrasattvic vikara, due to the transformation, the ecstatic transformation of the eight sattvic bhavs in the siddhic condition. And when Uddhava saw this condition, he became very astonished. He'd never witnessed anything like this before. So Maharaj is explaining that all of this was the arrangement of Yoga Maya. And he was saying that these different transformations that she was experiencing that were expressed in the form of Vijaya Nag and Chitra Delta and these various conditions, they were actually the arrangements of Yoga Maya. And she was being protected by Yoga Maya, otherwise she would have given up her life because the suffering that she was experiencing was so intense. As we'll see, he explains how there are different conditions, and one condition is being transformed into another condition. So like, for example, she's experiencing intense distress, so much so that she's on the verge of giving up her life, but then it gets transformed into man, and so then she's experiencing that particular sentiment of anger towards Krishna. So he's saying that these are all very, very deep sentiments, and they can't be, that the Jnanis cannot understand, even if they try to study this subject for millions of years. They can never understand. They only know Aham Brahmasmi, and this body is nothing. There is only Brahman. And in their understanding, there should be no duality, there should be no, neutrality basically, no excessive ananda or no anger or hatred towards anything. So they cannot understand these expressions of anurag, these feelings of an intense attachment towards Krishna. They take as being something material and as a source of suffering. In other words, they see these conditions. Yes. As such beautiful things. And even if someone has the good fortune of taking birth in God, but if they are not able to understand these things, then it is all useless. So Srimati Radhika was seeing Krishna in Bhavnetra, in other words, the eyes of love. And she was having direct vision of Krishna. And and she was seeing that Krishna was enjoying with some other Kishori. And by embracing and touching her, the kumkum became
smeared
on his garland. And she was in great anxiety. She was anticipating meeting with Krishna. And then she was wondering why Krishna is not coming. And then she was seeing all of this taking place. And then he describes some of the different conditions that the in Ujjwala Nilmani, it explains the different conditions of the Yukteswaris, such as Kandit and Kalahantarit. Kandit means that after the Pralamba, or
when the lover doesn't come to the rendezvous, it can be.
Mm-hmm.
The condition of the beloved is can be he's morose, he's unsatisfied and depressed because he hasn't come and he may be with somebody else, and he's left all the preparations for him there, but he never showed up. He's morose.
So that's Kandit. And then he says after some time it turns into man. And then after man, it's kalahantarit. That's after the man has subsided and she's feeling distressed that now Krishna has gone away and I can't.
I didn't listen to him, like, now he's gone. Kalahantarit.
So, Uddhava came at that time when she was experiencing all these various conditions, and she was in this state of man when she was expressing that man towards the bumblebee, and she was saying, "Don't touch me, get away." And she was saying that basically, you know, she was saying that you are impure because you've been going here and there and drinking madhu from different flowers, and
said something about madhu pate. She called him madhu pate.
Yeah. Well, he said Madhusudan says there's two meanings. One is the drinker of madhu, and the other is the killer of madhu. And she's saying, "Don't touch my feet, I will become impure." And she's saying that your Swami is impure, and he comes to touch my feet in order to purify himself. And then she calls him Kaitava Bandho, which means a friend of a cedar. So she's saying that just as, what does Kaitava Bandho mean? It means that one who is a friend of a cedar, he is also a cedar. So he cheats by his sweet words, etc. And then there's this conversation going on. This is probably the commentary of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, that Uddhava's replying, or he's saying that Uddhava's replying in this way, that he's defending Krishna. He's saying, "No, he's I don't know why you're saying this. He's not a cheater. He's so pure-hearted, and he loves only you. And if he did not love you, why did he send me here? He's supremely pure. He loves you dearly." So she became very angry to hear this, and she's saying, "And where did this kumkum come from?" So it's going back and forth like this.
Can I
going back and forth discussing about where the kumkum came from, and then finally she says, why did you come? You come for some, you want some gift, or you want some reward or something. She's saying, if you want some reward, then you should go to Mathura, and you can go to all the different mananis there, all the different lovers that are experiencing man, and you can go and pacify all of them, and they will be very pleased with you, and they will give you various rewards. She's saying, but you will not get anything here, so you can go. And then she says that you're abudita,
unintelligent,
and your master is also unintelligent. So, saying that this is all an example of Chitra Jalpa, and again stresses how this is an arrangement of Yoga Maya. And Uddhava becomes stunned to see this. Then there's some different qualities that are manifest in the speaking of Srimati Radhika, such as Irshya, Asuya, Garava. Irshya means basically anger and jealousy. Irshya and Asuya are almost the same, but Asuya is also a kind of jealousy or envy, but he said here that it specifically means seeing faults in another due to envy or jealousy. And garava is pride or abhiman. And as a result of all these different characteristics, she expresses anadar or disrespect or disregard towards the lover. So what she speaks in this state is called prajalpa. So she accuses Krishna, or she addresses Krishna as the king of the drinkers of madhu. Because he's going from one kishori to another and drinking the nectar of their lips. So she's seeing this and she's angry towards him. So when, and of course it's also double meaning, because she's addressing the bee who's going from flower to flower and drinking the pollen. So when she's addressing him in this way, it's an expression of her anger and jealousy. So when she addresses him as the king of the drinkers of madhu, this has been analyzed in the commentary as an example of asuya, or anger and jealousy. And then Isya is expressed that she says that you have come with your wife. In other words, that he's come with his garland and has the kumkum from another beloved. So in that way she's implying that, oh, you have come together with your wife. And again, this is she's saying this out of this time jealousy, or in an angry way. This is an example of irshya. And then she's saying to him, don't touch me. So this is an expression of garva or pride. So in this way they analyze every word or every statement of the verse, and into these different qualities that are mentioned here. Yeah. And there is anadar, or disregard or disrespect for the lover. So this is displayed in the verse when she says that your behavior is not very auspicious. And also, you are not very intelligent. So when she addresses him in this way, this is indicating her disrespect for Krishna. So again, these are all expressions of prajalpa, which cannot be understood by any ordinary person. And it says that they have a very deep meaning. These thoughts are not material and they cannot be understood very easily. It says Shukadeva Goswami is relating these things, and they are also explained by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami. And he says if a little lobe arises, our life will become successful.
The verse that he said that was Uttama Shloka was that second verse, which is that after making us drink the enchanting nectar of his lips only once, Krishna suddenly abandoned us just as you might quickly abandon some flowers.
Mm-hmm.
How is it then that Goddess Padma will willingly serve his lotus feet? Alas, the answer must certainly be that her mind has been stolen away by his deceitful words.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that this verse is, this is real Uttama Shloka,
mm-hmm.
not other verses. This is the kind of verse that expresses the topmost love and is the most pleasing to Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a comparison with the Sumana flowers and he said something about Sumanasa in dividing the Sanskrit in different ways means something different, but I couldn't catch it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you remember that.
The one thing he said about the statement that he made us drink the nectar of his lips only once.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but actually this is not true. It's not that.
Of course.
It's not that he made them drink the nectar
they
of his lips.
They feel like that.
Yeah, they feel like that due to the
Yoga
Maya. They actually forget that this is happening again and again, and they feel as if it has only just
once.
Happened once.
It's the nature of it.
Yeah. They are.
Somebody has given us a translation of what Maharaj was giving commentary on. Then he was giving conversation between the Bambuji and Timothy. So few of the conversations I noted down. But you are telling about Somana, so he spoke two men. One is
the flower.
Demigod. Oh. Not that, it's Somra. I got it as Somra. So another is a person with a good heart.
Mm-hmm.
One is kind of dangerous, and the other is that one who has a good heart. That means one. And another point, when he's saying that these things are extraordinary, they're not meant for us. So there he was saying it's really a question of eligibility. So these things are really not meant for us. But Shukadeva Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Vishnu Goswami, given in the book, because if they will not give these things, then nobody will become at any time eligible to hear these things and go on. So if by hearing these things, if we can just develop some greed,
that's
then that is the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to a flower that doesn't have any honey or scent. Like the. So that's what he's. That was his.
Here's that the interior flower, most of the interior flowers seem so intoxicated by the exterior flowers.
Do you want to go with him?